What happens when the life you've carefully constructed crumbles under the weight of a single revelation? Ben Robinson stands at the pinnacle of success as COO of Robinson Tech, commanding boardrooms with the same confidence his father once did. Yet beneath the tailored suits and strategic brilliance lies a gnawing question: who am I, really? When evidence surfaces suggesting his father lived a double life as Jerome Fortune, patriarch of one of Texas's most powerful dynasties, Ben's world tilts on its axis. This isn't just about discovering relatives. It's about confronting the possibility that everything he believed about his identity might be built on deception. Picture a Christmas gala dripping with Texas wealth, crystal chandeliers, designer gowns, and the kind of old money that whispers rather than shouts. Into this rarefied world walks Ben Robinson, but he's not here for champagne and small talk. His target? Kate Fortune, the formidable matriarch whose knowing smile suggests she's been expecting this confrontation. When Ben drops his bombshell, claiming Jerome Fortune as his biological father, the room's temperature drops several degrees. Kate's demand for proof isn't just about protecting the family name, it's about guarding secrets that could reshape the Fortune legacy. What drives someone to crash an exclusive party and claim kinship with strangers? For Ben, it's more than curiosity or potential inheritance. It's the fundamental human need to understand where we come from, to see our reflection in someone else's eyes and know we belong. Ella Thomas is everything Ben's world isn't: genuine, grounded, unimpressed by wealth. Working as a bartender at the Fortune event to fund her education, she catches his attention with natural warmth rather than calculation. Days later, expecting a standard temp interview, she finds herself in Ben's luxurious office facing an unusual proposition. He needs help investigating his father's past, specifically tracking down potential half-siblings scattered across the country. The compensation would eliminate her student debt entirely. Something in Ben's intensity, the vulnerability beneath his commanding exterior, intrigues her despite the red flags. Their arrangement begins with clear boundaries: employer and employee, wealthy executive and struggling student. Yet their differences create both friction and fascination. Ben's driven approach clashes with Ella's empathetic nature, but these contrasts complement each other. The investigation transforms Ben's home office into a detective's lair. Ella spends long hours sifting through records, following paper trails, piecing together fragments of Gerald Robinson's hidden life. Each discovery peels back another layer of deception: business dealings under different names, properties in distant cities, connections Gerald never mentioned. Ben's visits reveal emotional stakes beneath his professional facade. The way he lingers over documents, the tightness around his eyes confronting his father's duplicity. Their conversations drift beyond case details. What does it mean to carry someone's name but not their truth? How do you honor a father whose life might have been a performance? Mrs. Stone, Ben's housekeeper, observes their growing connection with knowing glances. She's witnessed Ben's carefully maintained distance since his divorce. Watching those walls crack around Ella marks a significant shift. The breakthrough comes through a Boston lead, a potential half-brother named Randy Phillips. Despite obligations to her younger brother Rory, Ella agrees to accompany Ben, recognizing this trip represents more than investigation. They're crossing a threshold together. Meeting Randy under false pretenses weighs on Ella's conscience. Posing as a Robinson Tech representative, she extracts information about his family history while guilt gnaws at her. Randy's enthusiastic sharing provides valuable clues, but the deception creates moral complexity. How do you justify lying to someone who might be your employer's brother? The Boston flight strips away pretense as Ben reveals his uncertainties behind the executive facade. Beyond investigation work, they wander snow-dusted streets, explore bookstores, and share meals in quiet cafes, moments that deepen their connection away from Austin's constraints. Their chemistry intensifies through lingering glances, brushing hands, and conversations stretching into night. The city's historic charm creates a bubble removed from reality. Yet beneath the attraction, Ben struggles with his devastating divorce from Stephanie and losing Henry, the son he'd loved for 3 years before DNA revealed no biological connection. Opening his heart terrifies him, especially as he recognizes his growing resemblance to his father's pattern of secrets. Back in Austin, Ella's weekend research uncovers the Fortune family history as far more complex than anticipated, a web spanning continents and generations. The breakthrough comes through Lucy Fortune Chesterfield, a Horseback Hollow matriarch whose ranch house overflows with family memorabilia. Her precious family letters hint at secret adoptions and hidden connections, transforming the investigation from a local mystery into an international saga spanning Texas ranches to British estates. Lucy expedites Ella's passport application, opening the door to London and a meeting with Keaton Whitfield, another potential half-brother. The prospect fills Ella with anticipation and dread. Her late-night research sessions reveal more than professional dedication. She's becoming emotionally invested in Ben himself, a realization that both thrills and terrifies her. Each discovery brings Ben closer to understanding his father's secret life while challenging his assumptions about identity and belonging. London marks their journey's peak luxury accommodations, elegant dinners, and meeting Keaton Whitfield, whose striking resemblance confirms their blood connection. But triumph shatters when Ella overhears Ben dismissing their relationship in purely professional terms. After every vulnerable moment they've shared, his denial feels like betrayal. The flight home becomes painful silence. Ella retreats while Ben wrestles with regret, recognizing too late how deeply his words wounded her. She insists on returning to normal, drawing firm boundaries between professional and personal. Her subsequent absence from work, claiming personal matters, makes clear she's not sick, but avoiding him. Ben's fear of vulnerability, his instinct to protect himself by denying what matters most, mirrors the patterns he despises in his father. The irony cuts deep. His quest to understand his family has led him to push away the most meaningful connection he's formed. The resolution unfolds in a hospital corridor as Ella waits during Rory's emergency treatment. When Ben arrives, his presence shatters her remaining defenses. In this moment, stripped of pretense, surrounded by antiseptic smells and fluorescent lighting, they finally speak truth. Ben confesses his deepest fears of becoming like his father, of destroying what he touches, of being unworthy of love. Ella's response cuts through his self-doubt. She loves him as the complete, complicated person he is. His proposal emerges from genuine emotion rather than calculation. This resolution brings together all the novel's threads. Ben's search for identity finds its answer not in DNA tests, but in authentic connection. His fear of becoming like his father dissolves in his willingness to be vulnerable. For Ella, the journey from temporary employee to life partner validates her intuitive understanding of Ben's true nature. In the complex intersection of wealth, family secrets, and personal identity, they've discovered that authentic connection remains the most valuable fortune of all.